USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is expected to face fierce questioning from House Democrats about her role in spearheading the implementation of President Trump's immigration program at a public hearing Wednesday. The Democrats will likely spend a lot of time on President Trump's national emergency declaration, to which Vice President Mike Pence, who was in Phoenix, Arizona, says,
"The truth is the crisis on our southern border today is overwhelming our system. Any vote against the president's national emergency declaration is a vote against border security."
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. President Trump plans to visit the area Friday and will join Governor Kay Ivey to tour some of the affected areas. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
House Democrats say they will not vote on an anti-Semitism resolution Wednesday as they're still refining the language of the measure. This all stems from comments made by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who said that pro-Israel groups are using political donations to influence U.S. policy in the Middle East. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana on the bill.
Everybody's entitled to their own beliefs, but if you want to sit on the Foreign Affairs Committee and objectively look at and help set the foreign policy of the United States of America, you shouldn't have anti-Semitic beliefs.
Scalise was speaking there on Fox News, and Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi did say the bill would be brought to the House floor sometime later this week. Today is Ash Wednesday, which marks the beginning of Lent and 40 days before Easter. It's also a day that many Christians will head to church and receive ashes on their forehead. And Michael Cohen will be testifying behind closed doors on Capitol Hill today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump warned that Republicans who choose to defy him on his immigration emergency declaration are taking a big risk. That's according to Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who met with President Trump on Tuesday. Graham also tells Fox News,
"He's disappointed that he's not able to convince Republicans that this is an emergency. Again, I've been dealing with this issue for a decade. If families get to America, they're released within 20 days. If an unaccompanied minor makes it into our custody, only 2% are returned to the country where they came from. We're sending a signal to all over Central America. If you can make it to America, you're going to stay. We're being overwhelmed. We're on track to have 650,000 illegal immigrants apprehended in 2019. The legal authority the president is using has been used 50 times. He has the statutory authority given to him by Congress to take money from the military construction budget and apply it to an emergency situation. He's on sound legal footing. I support what he's doing, and I hope the Republican Party will stand behind."
Scotland Yard authorities say 3 explosive devices were found near London airports and a major train station yesterday. UK policing analyst Graham Witone says investigators have some evidence to work with.
The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin originated postage stamps on them is one minor lead, but I think they will be keeping an open mind on where they come from. The packages look very, very similar. They've got handwriting on the packages.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.